When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everyone? What's up, everyone? Welcome to Planet Xbox, episode 29, man. What's up, Attic? How you doing?
This hell of a week continues, man. That's all. This hell of a week continues.
Doesn't it? So last week we had a special episode of the podcast where it was like right before the rumor sort of broke out. And so, because our conversations were a bit controlled, and it was more of a reaction at the idea, and then little did I know you were withholding very important information from me, which probably would have set me ablaze. So appreciate you not breaking at the time that you did. But
Here's the thing: like now, people are trying to roll back, saying it was fake. This shit wasn't fake. You know, people sit there and they can try to wrap up in a bowl. About all you want, wrap it up as a present, give it to someone for Christmas. Xbox and Microsoft have every intention on doing all the shit that's rumored. Now, just because they're going back and restructuring things does not mean everyone was wrong. Here's the thing, Smooth, if there was not some form of truth to all the shit that's going on the internet, mm-hmm. do you think Phil would have directed us to another day?
No.
Phil would not have let the PR in general would not have let the rumors get this bad. How easy would it have been for Bethesda to tweet out and said, the rumors you hear about Starfield coming to PlayStation are incorrect.
Yeah.
That's what I like. And now I'm a little bit frustrated because now you know what it feels like. It feels like Microsoft is taking the bullets out of the chamber. And they're like, okay, now guess who's going to suffer? The Xbox influencers that reported on this.
How can I say this? Before we get to at the end of the day, hold on. Before we get to it, I know we ain't got really much topics. This sort of like broke the internet and is on the verge of breaking a community. So we definitely going to dedicate this episode to that. What are you playing?
What am I playing?
Yeah.
I'm playing Helldivers today. I played Foam Stars yesterday.
Ew.
I actually enjoyed it. It wasn't like the worst experience I had. I actually feel like it's kind of like in a similar grain as like something like a Bleeding Edge. Like just something fun to do on an afternoon. Like nothing that I would buy. You know, I wouldn't give people hard-earned money for the damn game. But, you know, it's in I almost said Game Pass. It's a PlayStation Plus, yeah. So it's a nice little experience.
Okay, yeah. You said it's like Bleeding Edge, so that means it's not going to be live and kicking for too long. So, Helldivers. I tried to play Helldivers. The servers are currently down, at least on my end. I'm gonna try again. After the podcast, there is I've also been playing The Banishers. The game's coming out on Halloween. I don't know when this episode is going to air, so I can't really get into too much detail. I am working on a review for that game. I'm working on a review for that game. Try to switch up how I do reviews and whatnot for video games moving forward, but. I've been playing that, kind of haven't really been doing anything else. I know Madden just went into Game Pass today. This is another successful year of me avoiding buying Madden and exhausting my 10-hour trial and reclaiming the game at the end of the season when it goes into Game Pass. So definitely shout out to Xbox for that. Over the course of the week, outside of the, you know, the shenanigans that's been taking place, we got another MLB game coming next month, and that is launching day and date and Xbox Game Pass. And I think that was mentioned last week for a brief time, but I just wanted to bring that back up, that it is coming again, and it's day and date in Game Pass, and looking forward to trying that when it comes.
I won't be playing that shit. I literally haven't downloaded any of the other ones.
I think the first one, actually, but they were decent. Like, the thing is, it's like, it's good to play, you know, a couple games here and there online. I like playing with people I know. I can't get into baseball sims. It's hard. It's, to me, I think it's a little, they try to make it like arcadey where it works. They casualized it, but baseball, in my opinion, ain't a fun sport. You know what I mean? And so the games aren't as fun, but MLB The Show, you know, it looks good. It plays good. I'm not mad at it. I'm glad it exists. It exists on principle. So let's get back to the matter at hand. Xbox and its self-destruction, or Microsoft destruction of Xbox, or its pivot, its new business strategy. Last week, a flood of rumors came out that was being reported on and re-reported on and confirmed by, you know, some of the biggest insiders in the gaming community. And those rumors had, we were initially responding to the thoughts of Hi-Fi Rush and Sea of Thieves launching multi-platform. The rumors got, it's like every, what happened was, it felt like every hour, they kept reporting a new game. So next game was Halo Infinite, and then Starfield, Indiana Jones, Hellblade, the next Doom game. It was just like, I'm like, it got to the point where they were, it to the point it was like, okay, so you guys are just, right now, just planning to just destroy the whole entire planet. If this is all true, and it bothered people, it set a lot of us off edge. You know, Tim, you know, denounced his Xbox fanboyism. Doc Dark went viral for a video he made singing to his Xbox Series S.
Trolling too, wasn't
he? He was trolling, but it got picked up. A lot of people's reactions got picked up. News articles was being written. Yeah, people like Risk It for the Biscuit. I got mixed up with Doc Dark. People coined the video, was they said it was me, but it wasn't me. It was Doc Dark. But
wasn't even in it.
Hmm.
You wasn't even in the article.
But they did end up updating the article after they corrected that Doc Dark was a singer. They updated me changing my profile to fuck Xbox as in the article. So that pretty much happened. And, you know, everyone has a right to be mad, in my opinion. I think when you consider the culture of gaming, and, you know, all the heads at Xbox know the culture, they know the mentality and the impact the console fandom and the console war has. So, however they're going into the meetings, they know this wasn't going to go over well. So I'm curious to see what's going on behind closed doors between Xbox and Microsoft. But so it got crazy. And, you know, obviously if this stuff was true, it's like, yeah, there's like, yeah, Xbox is, to me, the gaming industry landscape changes if they do it, to the point where it's like, okay, like, I can't, like, it's such a move so drastic. It's like, I don't know what they're going to gain from Nintendo and PlayStation, but they're going to, for whatever couple dollars they plan to gain for them, they're going to destroy everything they were for 20 years of Xbox history. The news got crazy. The reactions, the discords, the Twitter spaces, the videos, the public announcements from Clobril to Peter Ovo to Idle Sloth. Me, well, I don't matter. I'm not the biggest talking piece.
I feel you, anymore. But you still got like 12,000 followers on Twitter, like 12,000 followers on YouTube. Like, stop acting like your voice don't mean nothing in the grand scheme.
The noise got so loud, and Phil Spencer finally tweeted, "We hear you, and we will share our business plans for Xbox only next week," and that's it, right? Then more rumors come out, you know, people like, oh, no, it's not that bad. Colt gets a text message in the middle of an XC podcast that made him do a face that people are now memeing now.
It's a funny meme, though.
Yeah, the glory hole meme. That's what it's... So people think there was like a pivot or something that occurs, but then you get like up GameStop in Attic. You did a video on this. They have something coming up, I think this week, for Xbox Game Pass Demo Day or Game Pass Demo Day, and the marketing material doesn't say Xbox Game Pass. It says you can play on Xbox, but they're coining it as Microsoft Game Pass, and there's rumors. Well,
I don't know if Jez talked to GameSpot stop, mm-hmm. but he said it was a typo on their end. And I don't know if that's ever happened in the past. I think EA someone did said it before, a couple years ago.
EA, when they were doing...
I'm just saying, people are saying, oh, you need to take your video down. No, fuck that. Because at the end of the day... All this timing, you mean to tell me that ironically someone misprints the... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did GameStop even make a statement?
No, they don't need to. That material was given to them.
Did Xbox make a statement? No, apparently they made it.
Oh, they did?
That's what was said.
Okay.
So even if they didn't make it, the moment people are on... Twitter talking about the possibility that they're going to change the name of Xbox. Why didn't Xbox just shoot that down immediately? Tweet would have fixed that. One tweet. We are not at this time. Yeah, I can't even say at this time. We are not entertaining the idea of of changing the name of Xbox at this time. And if they said at this time, it would even be worse. But it's just like, nah, like, look, I get it. But at this point, where we are right now, anything is up for debate. And that's what happens when a company that has loyal fans such as Xbox leaves the entire fan base, not just the fanboys, the entire fan base, out to dry for an entire week. Because now you give the trolls enough time to fake shit and to spread misinformation. And then people are sitting there saying, all this misinformation being spread. The point is it's not misinformation because we don't know the real scenario. Like you can't claim something misinformation when an announcement hasn't been made to correct it. We are speculating on rumors, and I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like the way some of the industry folks in this industry are acting like we're all being toxic and we're all being fanboys just because we are speculating on what's going to happen this next week.
Yeah. And I don't like that we have to wait a week for it to happen. So the thing is that even with this change,
I'm going to give them a pass on the wait the week, because to me, it's actually, it's better for us for them to have to wait. Because to me, if they were just going to, obviously, because that thing was supposed to happen the 22nd, they most likely had the majority of the shit that they were going to use with there. So to me, like a rumor like that, if they were confident and they were standing on that hill, they would just release it now. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that they're saying we need to go through, I was told personally that they had multiple meetings for hours upon hours at a time. They met up with Activision. They met up with Bethesda. Like, there's an internal debate going on. And I believe, and, you know, sure, the comment section might disagree. Twitter might disagree. I don't care. I truly believe that the Twitter outrage gave whoever leaked this, because I still don't know who leaked this shit. I know the account that gave me the information, but I don't know who the person is behind the account.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever gave us this information, they could have potentially have saved the Xbox exclusive brand. Now, I don't know if there's rumors going around saying that this was all an elaborate scheme to fish out who's telling rumors.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is better ways than damaging your brand to this extent to find leakers.
Yeah, damage has been done, bro. And
I don't think it can be recovered either.
What I think is that why do you need the event, right? Because a lot of people say things are, all right, they're reverting back on this plan, right? My thing is, why do you need an event to tell? Because remember, Microsoft has never formally come out to tell us any of this stuff. This is all reacting to rumors or quote-unquote like leaks. So why would you need to host a business event to tell us things are going to remain status quo? You know what I mean? So I'm curious to see what the changes, because there is going to be a change in the Xbox business. There's going to be a pivot. It sounds like Microsoft is going to have more input, and I'm not happy about that, because everything Microsoft touch on a consumer end does not last, and it generally doesn't go as well. So Microsoft isn't marketable. So there was rumors that Microsoft is supposed to hold this event, so to announce whatever changes coming on Xbox. And I think that would turn me off as an Xbox fan, and it's not the head of Xbox doing this, and this is Microsoft, because it's like, to us, it's like, who are you? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's pretty much like, how can I say this? I'm trying to think of you a customer, right? Right, inside of a store, you're used to know who the managers are and the people that work for it, and then you come across somebody that's different, a new face, right? And but you treat them like, oh, I'm looking for this person. Who are you, right? But that, not knowing that person's the president of the company or whatever. So the thing is, I don't want to hear any of this stuff from Microsoft. I'm not a Microsoft fan. I don't look to Microsoft for Xbox news, right? I don't want to hear Satya Nadella and Tim Stewart or whatever talk about what's next for Xbox. You know what I mean? I think they should leave that to the game team. And if Microsoft is going to be handling it, then that's just bad news for Xbox. I'm sorry.
Did you see all the artwork changes that went on their website?
Yes, the Xbox Series X and S language being removed off games, and it's just console, PC, cloud, whatever. Very vague. Not a fan of that either. I've never seen a company who's been afraid to market their own products. This goes back to the thing is if Microsoft was ever disappointed and the way Xbox sells, or there not being enough Game Pass subscribers, or not enough people that purchase Starfield or something like that, they got themselves to blame because they don't accurately market anything. They don't do effective marketing, which we spoke about this a couple of times leading up to the Starfield release. They don't do effective marketing. They don't do, like, Game Pass can't hit its plateau because they still treating Game Pass like grassroots, with grassroots marketing. They still treating it like it's in like beta, and they're still preparing it for the mass audience. It's not being marketed as a household item or a well-known item. Like, they need to, like, the thing is that you're not doing enough. You're not doing enough to sell the console, and you're not doing enough to sell Game Pass. So it's like, there's still a lot of people that don't know about Game Pass. There's not enough commercials. There's not enough banners. There's not enough cross-referencing or cross-marketing for it. So even if you're not reaching people to buy your new console, but you're also not marketing Game Pass enough for people who don't have a console to jump in. You know what I mean? I don't see Xbox Compat, Game Pass Cloud advertised anywhere. I don't see that stuff advertised, that you could just log in on your TV. They don't have commercials for Game Pass airing, showing people just launching Game Pass on their Samsung TV. They're not showing people launching Xbox Game Pass from their browser by just going to www.xbox.com/play and the store shows up. They're not showing commercials where an Xbox is being displayed. They're self-sabotaging themselves. So when it comes to sales, subscriptions, monthly active users, the lack of growth comes from their lack of effective marketing and lack of getting new customers. And now they feel that it's not enough, so they're going to destroy the 40 million people that's well within the ecosystem that will remain, right? You're going to throw that away for what? Maybe a combined 1 million of PlayStation and Nintendo who might be interested into some of these games. And then you, by doing that, you wreck any hope for your next-gen console. You wreck, honestly, any hope for anything you reveal, because they will have a lot less value. No one's going to care about the next Xbox showcase. It just doesn't matter anymore. It becomes completely irrelevant. It's the same thing why we're not super hype when Sega's doing one, or when EA is doing one, or when Ubisoft doing one. Sure, we're going to watch, we don't know what game that they're going to reveal and stuff, but we're just like, all right, who got the marketing deal? Or is it exclusive to this platform or what? But at the end of the day, if it's just a third-party show, it's a third-party show. We don't hold it to the same standard that we hold like a Nintendo Direct or a PlayStation State of Play or a PlayStation Showcase. You know, Xbox, their showcases are held to a certain standard. It's because we all trying to see how the Xbox is going to get better. And now you're in a situation where these things could be multi-platform, and every game you show is like, okay, and these are some nice games, but it doesn't do anything. It's like, all right, sure, if I'm interested, we're going to buy the game. I'll just buy it on whichever platform I'm playing on. But you lose the excitement. You lose the zeitgeist. You lose the pretty much that pop. Like, you know what I mean? Like, exclusive get a lot of attention for some reason. Like, I'm not saying that exclusives are like, you know, sell like crazy, like your multiplayer games, but they get a lot of attention. Once you become just a regular game or regular publisher, your games aren't going to get that attention unless it's game of the year. Your thoughts, Attic?
I don't know, man. Like, the thing about when it comes to like how they're running the brand is, even if Monday they come out and they say that all this has been a misunderstanding, they throw all their you know, fan base and everyone under the bus, saying they all over, you know, exaggerated and they all jumped the gun. I'm gonna be real with you. I still don't have trust in Xbox.
I don't, like, either.
At the end of the day, the fact that, see, at this point, now that I see people going after the people that leaked the initial rumor, now I want Microsoft to come out there and just take accountability. We were going to do this and we're not no longer. Yeah. Because to me, not only were you going to do that to your consumer base after you just did a state of a developer direct trying to sell an Xbox a couple months ago, the people that rock your brand on the internet, you gonna let them dry out? Oh, it was their fault. They should. But when you could have easily had did a PR message, could easily did a tweet just debunking it immediately, I would be more disappointed with them if they go through with letting the Xbox influencers and you know, the media in general, because you know I'm not the biggest media fan, but I would be more disappointed if they let them take the hit than just coming out there and admitting and taking accountability, because no one's going to convince me this wasn't going to happen. Yeah. No one. And the difference between me and a lot of other content creators and like influencers and press is I'm not willing to sit here for 100% and tell you that Microsoft is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, we have always said exclusives help drive a console, but we don't know the extent on how much it sells the console. So we don't know. Maybe we will find out. But at the same time, as much as I'll say Microsoft might be onto something, at the same time, we've seen scenarios where doing stuff like this does not work. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you no way is the right way.
Yeah.
One has risk and one has less risk. To me, I've seen Microsoft too many times try to be ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And they try to jump on the ship before it left and they end up falling in the fucking water. And I personally feel like even though that there's a chance PlayStation does something like this, because the way AAAs are being made isn't efficient and they might not be able to carry the bill for the foreseeable future. Even though that is true and PlayStation might do this eventually in the future, I'm looking at, okay, but what happens if they don't do it? What happens if we're in next generation and no one's buying Xbox consoles because you gave the only card you had away?
Yeah.
And then once they do something, and then what happens? If they don't get rid of Game Pass day and date next week, then that's definitely going at that point.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, we're getting a Twitter post from the Xbox social media thing, like 2027, 2028.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
It was a good ride, but, you know, yeah. This, I don't know how you put a PR statement like that, but it's just like, but see, the thing is my, the difference between me and other people, who's one, like Khalif is like really being adamant is,
hold on, I'm gonna let you hold it down. I gotta run to the restroom, but hold it down, Addict.
Okay. Like the difference between me and like other content creators, like Khalif is I will look at, and I'll say, you know what? They might be onto something, but at the same time, I won't dismiss other people's opinion because it doesn't align with mine. And it's just disappointing. You know, I feel like always got people in the industry that just, they're so extra with wanting to be right. And, you know, that's not necessarily, you know, a knack at Khalif. It's just a knack at everyone. Like, you know, people that think that exclusives going to PlayStation won't hurt the Xbox, like the hardware side, and it won't result to anything. It's easy to make those determinations when a lot of these people don't play on Xbox. They and you know, when it comes to content creators and people in the media especially, they get review codes, they get all types of stuff. Like, it's easy to tell people you might lose all your stuff, your digital library, because we're seeing it right now with Crunchyroll and Funimation. You know, the people that had Funimation, they bought stuff off their store. They're not getting that back. That's a wrap. It's frustrating because it's like little things like this, you didn't need to go. And I'm annoyed with Xbox because I feel like they're doing something that's not necessary. And I'm annoyed with content creators because I feel like instead of us having one unified voice, you got people that want to act like because they think they're so right that you have to be wrong. And it's just frustrating, man, because it's just like, I don't understand how people that's been in this industry for decades. Decades people has been in the industry. I don't understand how Xbox losing its exclusives makes sense to them. Because that's how all the industry's always been. And then people say, well, you know, it doesn't bother me if other people get to play the game. It doesn't bother me either. But you know what does bother me? Losing all my digital library because Xbox 5 years ago made a dumbass decision.
Yeah. I think all these people are talking, all these talking heads, right? The ones that are trying to control the outrage. They're speaking as if there's perfect examples of this occurring. Like, this is normal. Like, oh yeah, this is not normal.
There's not an example. I saw Doc was in a call with Reforged Gaming. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he was in that, but so I'm seeing that they're like, well, you know, statistics show that Call of Duty wouldn't get that many people over to Xbox if they made it an exclusive. And Doc said, what other game is big as Call of Duty has ever been exclusive?
Yeah.
And I said, he's got a point. Like, how are you going to run numbers and do an analysis on something that's literally never happened in the industry?
And I don't like how everybody wants us to get, you know, all comfortable with it. And the thing is that would that be the reaction if, you know, if PlayStation did that? Yeah, nobody minds PlayStation putting games on PC. They're getting accustomed to it. But they would have something to say if it was there were games, all their games just coming out on Xbox. It wasn't like it was just one or two. It's like in a matter of a day, they said almost said the entire library of Xbox, past, present, and future, is essentially multi-platform. And I was getting annoyed at the people reporting on it. I got sick of Jeff Grubb and that Tom and all of them corroborating these reports. It's just like, stop. I don't mind that
because here's the thing, Smooth. Like, regardless what you feel and how you feel about the situation, that's their job. It's just like we're sitting here talking about the same situation. The only difference between us and them is we recorded later, but then it happened.
Yeah.
I mean, you made a skit about around the same time. Why did you do that?
Well, I made the skit based it was supposed to be a scheduled video for something, but all this stuff happened. Like, it wasn't, the skit was just like, because I owed you a skit.
My point is why did you attack them for reporting on the situation when you made a skit on it? And that put light to the situation. It's okay if you contradict yourself.
Yeah, no. That's a next question. Yeah, that's because I'm not a journalist. I'm not one of them. I'm a fanboy. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a user. I'm someone who this directly impacts. So I can do things like that. I can do that. They can't.
Okay, so maybe you got that one. What's next? What you want to talk about next, man? How many minutes we in?
We're only 30 minutes in. Did Xbox reverse the course?
Yes,
they did. So what do you?
Here's the thing, people watching this. I knew about this last Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it got leaked Sunday. The person who told me, bats 100, never wrong, always consistent, always has the right info. He's literally leaked to me whole state of plays in order. He's leaked to me all Nintendo Directs in order. Told me Blade was coming that there was a Blade game in production. Been one of the most consistent people I've ever talked to in terms of leaks. And I have a lot of leakers. You can ask Smooth. A lot of people tell me shit. And this person, every time this person pops up on my DMs, always look at it because I know his info going to be right. Now, sure, could it have been wrong this time? Perhaps. But then also, why didn't Phil Spencer or Bethesda tweet that it was wrong? Because at the time, it was just a rumor that Starfield was coming to PlayStation. And one tweet from a community manager with approval could have destroyed all of this energy with a couple clicks and an enter, and none of them did it. You're muted. Yeah, you're muted. Always having issues with this, man. So I just like, when it comes down to it, Smooth, I get frustrated because it's like, you know, we've been sitting, we've been on this brand for years, man. We've been sitting here with this brand. We've been 100% with this brand. We've been giving them good feedback. We've had good amount of ups with the Xbox, a good amount of downs with the Xbox. But I will admit right now, this is the lowest when it comes to faith I've ever had in Xbox.
For sure. You can hear me now? Yeah. Awesome.
I've gotten to the point where I don't know if they can turn this brand around. I'm going to be real with you.
You know what's crazy, though?
The thing is like, I feel like every time they have a good roadmap or every time they have something that can result into them starting to get some of the market back, they do something stupid like this. They had a great developer direct a couple weeks ago.
I was just about to bring that up.
Everyone loved it. And then guess what? They shit away all the momentum for 2024. Yep. So now I guess we're probably ain't going to sell the greatest Xbox consoles when Hellblade 2 comes out. And they only have themselves to blame for that shit. And then what's crazy is they were supposed to do this event at the end of the month. And they just did that developer direct. Like, how conniving is that? That you're going to show reasons to buy an Xbox and to play in the Xbox ecosystem, and you make drastic changes, but you still show that developer direct.
Yeah, I was just about to bring up because it's crazy. 3 weeks ago, they had a developer direct, all good games. I was happy for, you know, Avowed, Indiana Jones, Hellblade 2. All look good. And my thing is like, yo, you guys now got the cadence you want. You guys got the releases. You guys can compete. And you got now getting people seriously looking at your games and associating them with Xbox. Eliminate, like this is the time. Like, so, like, that's why I can't fuck with Microsoft, man. They give up. And they need to let the Xbox rock as your brand. Let that shit compete. Like, it's at the end of the day. Let us have competition. Like, do it. Let them compete as is. Like, stall that multi-platform talk. Stall it. And let's see what the Xbox can do now. Some heat. Like, test what you can do. Get your PlayStation on, man. Get your PlayStation on and see. I'm not expecting them to, like, just lap the PlayStation, but you can have a better outcome. But you got to help yourself have that better outcome. You got to get that brand out there. It all comes back down to marketing. Man,
I agree with you on the marketing. I think it comes down to the games. You know, they've always had decent games, but they've never had console selling games, games that move the market, games that move the needle. They've always been one shake shy of that. They've always had hiccups like, you know, Redfall, you know, Bleeding Edge. You know, even though I love Bleeding Edge, that was still a game that probably shouldn't have seen the light of day. They were never going to support it the way they should have. You know, there's so many scenarios where they have just completely dropped the ball. And what did we do? We gave them our feedback. They reversed some of it. They got some of it fixed. And now what? They're doing it again. They're literally putting us in like this abusive relationship that we have with the company that makes our consoles, where it's like we cannot expect them not to step on a rake at this point. And I think it's not Phil Spencer's fault, it's not Sarah Bond's fault, it's not Matt Booty's fault, it's Microsoft.
Yeah,
there's so much red tape. I'm with you. I want another company to buy them.
Oh, really? I'm getting you on that side. Another company? Yeah. Now everybody here, that Addict said
someone that's going to take the brand seriously.
Addict said he wants another company to buy Xbox.
I don't know about Apple, but
I want another company to buy Xbox. Someone who will take the brand serious and do what's best for the brand.
Even though that Microsoft probably has more money than all the companies that can buy them, mm-hmm. I feel like the other companies will give the people running Xbox more creative freedom and more of like a budget besides buying something like a Bethesda mm-hmm. or ABK mm-hmm. to actually correctly do things.
You know what I think they should do? You know what I think can happen, right? Right. Xbox, like, I feel like another company can do more with Xbox with less funds. Because Microsoft has all the money in the world, but they don't utilize it properly, at least not for Xbox. Right? Spin off Xbox, this is going to sound horrible. But let's say Tencent comes in, buys Xbox, and let Xbox operate as a competitor to PlayStation. I don't think I would be mad at that. Right? So let's I don't know who else, like if Meta could come in and I can see Meta merging literally Xbox and its stuff with like its VR, and they have like, all right, we have the VR we sell and we have Xbox we sell. Like, I'm all for it. Elon Musk, if he can afford it, he probably but I'm all for it.
Elon Musk.
I need Xbox to
Elon will have three people running all of Xbox.
I need
if
them.
You don't like it, I'll find another person that run three jobs. Like,
yeah, but we want what's best for Xbox, and I don't think right now Microsoft is best for Xbox. And the thing is, it so happens that Xbox has been the longest running consumer product, consumer interfacing that they've had. And no, it's not, it's successful. It's not, you know, PlayStation or Nintendo, but it's a good alternative option. And I feel like they could, and it could be it has opportunity to compete more closely with PlayStation. Or trade blows, but that's all. That's all Microsoft, man. So my thing is though, you said you think they reversed the course. My thing is, if they reverse the course, what do they announce at this business event? What is it for?
Okay, let me rephrase. They reversed some of the initial ideas. I don't think all of it.
But it's the initial. My thing is, so whatever changes they have is still big enough where it warrants a conference.
Thing is this got so out of hand that they have to address it publicly. And I do think there are going to be changes made to the Xbox ecosystem, but I don't think it's going to be as severe as was originally reported on.
All right, Addict. So let's play scenarios, right? And see what works. There's going to be changes to the Xbox ecosystem and how people consume Xbox one way or the other with whatever they're going to announce next week, right? So, mm-hmm. What does that consist of? Like, what are you putting to me realistically? If you're Microsoft, y'all have an internal beef, allegedly internal beef between parent company and little old Xbox. Parent company says you need to do this. Little Xbox says, hey, this is going to be brand suicide if we do. We have to pivot a way that satisfies all. What do you see a scenario coming out of? Okay, this is what we're going to do. What is that?
Day one Game Pass gone. I think
day one Game Pass gone in mm-hmm. order to keep games exclusive. Now, okay. The very thing, now you devalue the very thing that kind of gave life to Xbox to keep an Xbox alive. You devalue the subscription. Everything Microsoft has is on a subscription. So now you're going to devalue the gaming subscription by taking day one Game Pass. Day one games on Game Pass is literally what gives Xbox Game Pass the edge over PlayStation Plus and then its price. You know what I mean? Because PlayStation library, if we consider its retro library, its back catalog, is fairly impressive and enough to satisfy new PlayStation owners if they're willing to pay for PlayStation Plus. What puts Game Pass over the edge is Game Pass is cheaper and it comes with brand new games and first party games. You know, they don't do legacy. Now, I think the PlayStation Plus model does make sense for PlayStation, who's not trying to go all in on that subscription model. But now what you're doing is you're still killing trust, right? Because now for the Xbox users, for the Game Pass users like me, now I'm fully sold onto Game Pass, right? I'm literally now, if I don't get a review code, right, I'm now utilizing Game Pass for particular games. Like, I don't get Xbox game reviews unless I'm through you and game sharing, right? But when those cases don't come and we just kind of I'm just waiting on Game Pass and I'm utilizing my Game Pass subscription. Now you take that out and now, all right, if you're going to take first party games, then there's got to be a trade. Like, now I'm going to expect you to now sign more publishing deals so third parties could put more games day and date. But then at that way, it's no value to you. The whole it's day one Game Pass games being removed from Game Pass will lead to the death of Game Pass. And it will lead to a premature death of Game Pass, because somebody's going to come out and put out Game Pass, their own version of Game Pass, and do it right and do it better. And they'll be successful. That's exactly what's going to happen.
People's been doing that. There's mad subscriptions like Game Pass out. The thing is only PlayStation, Xbox, or Nintendo can truly do it correctly because they own a console. PlayStation has it, and Nintendo even has their own, but it's not like really that active. It's only on like subscription services. Like, look, at the end of the day, look, I do think that this was sustainable. Game Pass was a sustainable clause that they would have kept up with content. But the thing is, let's be real here, man. Last year was okay with Game Pass, but what was it? Minecraft Legends probably didn't do that well. Forza was a letdown to a lot of the hardcore racing fans. Starfield probably offset the majority of it. Redfall? And then year before that, huh?
I was going to say Hi-Fi Rush. I think Game Hi-Fi Pass...
Hi-Fi Rush was good.
I feel like Game Pass had its best run between 2021. 2021 was the best year
and it
for
did,
Game Pass.
But at the end of the day, no one's subbing to Game Pass unless they feel like they're going to get something in return. And most of those people see day one games is that thing. And look, even though that a lot of these games, when they did make their appearance on Xbox, I do feel like that's all they went. They don't care about those games because they're on other platforms and they probably have them on another platform. At the end of the day, will they get rid of Game Pass? I don't know. Will they go complete multiplayer? I don't know. And that's the issue.
I think
we've been covering this industry for damn near 10 years. Well, over 10 years. Well, yeah, 10 years at this point. And I have no clue what's going to happen next.
There's only one way Game Pass can work and for them to hit the masses they need to hit. Only one way. Now, you lose day one Game Pass games, I think that's working backwards, because I think you still need a way to entice the Xbox users to utilize the service. There's still got to be a way, meaning like, hey, maybe day one Game Pass is only exclusive to Ultimate users, right? Maybe it's
only... I don't
only
think they'll do that.
Trial. Maybe at least
give trial us the trial. More
and we still maintain way. The discounts for those games.
Even yeah, you still get all that. I'm just talking about dropping, and I'm not even saying all their games. Mm. There's going to be some games that still enter Game Pass day and date.
There's a way.
You'll probably get like, if they go through with that, my mindset was that they'll probably put like 30% of games in Game Pass day and date.
The best thing that can potentially happen that will kind of hurt people, it'll still hurt fanboys, but still satisfy it will satisfy fanboys and hurt fanboys at the same time, satisfy Microsoft at the same time. They would need a lot of help, all right? But they have to get a native Game Pass application on Nintendo and PlayStation. That's how their games should be consumed via multiplayer. It has to be Game Pass. Like, just like you can download Netflix and YouTube on your consoles, right? Game Pass should be an app. You go into that app and you're now into, once you're in that app, you're in the Xbox Game Pass UI. You play the games you play, you're playing a virtual Xbox because you'll earn achievements and stuff like that. They do that. Now you really have a situation where you can say, okay, PlayStation, Nintendo could get our games because they're getting Game Pass and they can get it natively. They download the app, they play the games, right? Nintendo, it's pretty much like a virtual console. That's how they can do it. But I'm assuming they need Nintendo. They have to offer PlayStation a decent cut for being available on that platform. Same thing with Nintendo. You do that, I actually don't mind that PlayStation, Nintendo, you just have access to that. If the only way they can access those games is through the Game Pass app. Selling it a la carte, like, you know, like natively supporting the the PlayStation, Nintendo, that's where it's bothersome, because what it does is it gets, they'll get the increase in subscriptions. They'll get that. They'll get new accounts because it's people on platforms that probably don't have an Xbox, but they're still able to sell their games, right? Literally sell their games on, because people on PC still gonna buy their games because they haven't adopted Game Pass. And then you got the people on Xbox who either gonna use Game Pass or they can buy the games. They can make people happy on all fronts. They on multi-platform and they're in it in their own sort of walled garden that's on other platforms. That's the only way this should work, and that I think gamers would accept, a native Xbox Game Pass app available on the PlayStation and Nintendo that acts as a virtual console on your console.
Will PlayStation ever allow that, though? No, I can answer
that. PlayStation, like, let's say Microsoft says, okay, you know, because think about this, right? Imagine this. Let's say Microsoft went through with their stupid ass third party plan. You know, they're money hungry, right? What if PlayStation money had it games? You know what? We want you know, Deathloop 2 timed exclusive. It can't come on Xbox. We'll pay you this. And you literally get a first party game releasing day early on a PlayStation, and then we still wait for it. Because now you're a third party publisher, all bets are on. You get treated like EA, Activision, Ubisoft, right? Microsoft can technically enter those type of stupid ass deals with PlayStation.
I agree. At the end of the day, though, the only thing that's important is the semantic of things. And, you know, until we see how everything goes down, you know, it's all speculation when it comes down to it. And it's going to be a rough week, man. It's going to be a rough week. And, you know, I already see people saying everyone overreacted. Jeff Grubb did say at the start, but rumors were never real. Then that changes a lot how I see what is happening.
Wait, what? So, what did Jeff Grubb say?
He said, if the Starfield rumors was never real, then that changed a lot of how I see what is happening. So if the Starfield rumors were fake, he has a different scenario on what's going on here. And I think I know what it is. Are they trying to find people that's leaking? But to me, trust me, they only told one person the Starfield shit. They got him. He's done. But I just don't think that's the case. And especially how this Starfield leaker did it. Look who he leaked it to. Us, ILP, mm-hmm. Xbox Era.
Mm-hmm.
Leaked it to Mags, but not Colt. Why? Because a lot of people clown on Colt for Xbox stuff, so I feel like their mindset would be, if I tell Mags, he's on Colt's podcast, so I'm still going to get the same attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? In 2 hours, they were trending. They knew exactly what Xbox influencers mm-hmm. and what Xbox personalities to go to do the biggest damage. That was strategic. So, that wasn't something that you just threw out there. Someone deliberately set a chain of bombs in a city trying to start chaos.
That's crazy. It's crazy. When you consider the reaction that people have for this news, at the end of the day, when you consider things, if this is a hobby and maybe we are all a little bit crazy about this than what we need to be. But look what a bunch of fanboys can make a corporation do? If they indeed pivot from this, right? But I think Xbox lost a lot of goodwill, and maybe Microsoft, but I think people understand.
Maybe this was originally not supposed to get this out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it got out of hand.
It needed to, though, honestly, because if there's truly a rift, then I can believe the idea that somebody on the inside said, you know what? This is not going to go over well. We understand Microsoft vision, but there's also an Xbox vision, and Xbox is in the console gaming community, and the community is different. This community is not like the phone community. It's not like the OS and the cloud community. It's different. It's very, very delicate. And I think, and I'm starting to get a little bit more respect for them at Xbox. I think they understand that. And no, that's why when, you know, the corporals talk, they keep talking this multi-platform stuff. They open it willily. Phil Spencer, and when he's talking about it, he's a little bit more vague and he's not very concrete in the messaging, right? But when Satya and Tim, they literally are blatant about it. But when people are at Xbox are talking about Play Anywhere and stuff like that, they're very more vague. So if there is a rift, and in turn, they try to come as like, hey, we understand, but this will do irreparable damage to the brand if we do this. I guess Satya Beanhead ass and Tim Stewart is not understanding that because they're not gamers. They're not in the gaming community. They don't see it. They don't know. So they would need to learn the hard way. And for them to learn the hard way, it will be too late because the damage will be done. And then they'd be like, well, why aren't we selling any games? What happened to our subscriptions? What happened to our hardware? It will be literally too late. And they can't afford that. So the thing is, whoever's leaking it needed this to come out and expected the same reaction because now it's like, okay, hey, look, this is what's going on at the idea. Just the idea of this. Microsoft do not know. These new heads at Microsoft, maybe the Bill Gates era. I don't even fuck with Bill Gates, but when I say that, like the team of Steve Ballmers and all that stuff and all the people that was in that, they understood how this console stuff works. They understood it. These new people, these cloud people, these AI people, they don't know. And that's why they don't know the damage they're doing. They literally are their people. They're so smart. They don't know. They can't identify a stupid decision if it landed on their big toe. Like, that's the problem. That is the problem. The way they operate, they don't know. It's just a disconnect. Let the gaming dudes handle that. You are Microsoft, you're a $1 trillion company, you got money. Let them operate as a business within Microsoft and leave them alone. Leave them alone because they're probably warning Microsoft, like, hey, we're like, if I'm curious now, I don't think Xbox is enough to drop the stocks, but if there was like an internal stocks of this coming out, it would have crashed. It would have crashed. And I think Microsoft is at least maybe a little bit convinced. Maybe they're convinced. I know Xbox is convinced, but because they've been in the trenches, they know what it's like. They know what it's like. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this Monday or Tuesday. What day do you think this is? Monday, Tuesday?
You know, people are saying Monday, but I have no clue. Because, like, I'm kind of curious if it is Monday. I mean, we're Friday and they haven't announced anything. They just dropping something Monday morning.
Was it like, Xbox Wire already going to show up on CNBC? Was it Phil Spencer supposed to be on the news?
That was a lie.
Okay.
Do you think Xbox Wire is enough? I think there's going to need to be a video. I don't think Wire is enough. I think there will be
some sort of Xbox Wire posts.
No.
But I think it will I think something else would be will show up, and then the Xbox Wire is going to come along with it. But they have to.
They can't just do a Wire.
If Microsoft is doing it, then it won't be an Xbox Wire. It'll be something else. I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't know. But it's crazy the fact that they never formally mentioned this. This is all started from rumors. All started from Hi-Fi Rush, and then Steven Statillo with his Sea of Thieves thing. They talk about Gears of War, man. Yeah, that's enough to make a grown man cry. I'm telling you that right now. And like I said, it's not appropriate. And like I said, and at the end of the day, we all could look at this as like, yo, Microsoft, this is probably a smart move for them because they could turn into a big publishing conglomerate. But it's just wrong timing. It's bad timing. They need PlayStation to come up off them exclusive before they make a move like this. They actually need PlayStation to kind of go first on this or let or like they can be like, hey, we need to work something out so this is a cohesive thing and works. Because then, but the thing is like PlayStation, I'm not gonna help you. I'm gonna let you self-destruct. PlayStation knows Xbox will self-destruct in a situation like this.
And that's my thing. When you take the exclusives out and they completely not only go from no games to literally no games, who says that PlayStation lets off the foot? Yeah. PlayStation might end up, okay, they don't got their own games. Now what we can do to finish drawing that nail into their spine, go to Ubisoft, buy up timed exclusives. Then they start hitting the third party stuff and start locking more of that shit behind them.
Because you also got to think about this. If Microsoft is willing to go multi-platform for its first-party games, what incentives does Microsoft have to buy any timed exclusives? Xbox would never get an exclusive ever again. Think about it. If your first-party games aren't going to be exclusive, why would they even seek out timed exclusives or third-party exclusives? They wouldn't.
See, look, I'm not saying I know the industry better than the next guy. But I am saying I truly believe that if they go through with this, it's going to domino effect them out of the console in the next 5 years.
Absolutely. 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 It will be a speed run out of the console market, and Xbox will become an app, and then they're going to close down a lot of their studios because they're going to realize they have all these studios for freaking nothing and no platform to move it. So that's how Microsoft will self-destruct the Xbox and force a lot of people onto PlayStation or onto PC or out of gaming, period. Because the gaming, like I said, is not creative or diverse enough. It's a lot of, I think there's a lot going on. Maybe it's a crash with the video game industry. Games are too expensive. They're not different enough. And we need more innovators and we need more competition and we're losing competition. But I will say this to anybody asking, hey, Kid Smooth, once they go third party, will you still be on Xbox? Yes, I'll still be on Xbox. I'm not getting rid of my Xbox anytime soon. I'll stop playing Xbox when Xbox shuts the Xbox down. However, what it does do is that I will migrate. I will start indulging more on PC, Rogue Ally, like I'm already playing. PlayStation will still get its exclusivity love when I'm playing its own games, but yeah, I don't think it changes much. It's just that I think more so for personalities, YouTube content creation, I think that changes more so as far as gaming, the Xbox is still a dope ass platform, a dope ass box that I like to play on. It just would have been that much better if I know it had games unique for its box that can be played exclusively on it, like Indiana Jones, Avowed, Hellblade 2, Perfect Dark, if they elect to do it. The minute they put Halo or Gears or Forza on PlayStation, they tear the brand away because those are Xbox identity brands, and that would hurt. And I know Xbox and Phil Spencer and all of them know this. Microsoft's Tim Stewart and Satya does not. They're AI and cloud innovators. They're enterprise. They don't know consumer business. They don't know gaming. They just happen to be CEOs of the richest company, and they can afford to shut down an Xbox or ruin an Xbox and not fill it because their expertise and their money is coming from AI, cloud, and Microsoft Word.
And not to mention when you look at like the scale of everything. All this stuff going on, like I said, the biggest give is no one has made any type of public announcement besides Phil coming out pretty much telling us to look for another date. You don't set up a business, Or how did he exactly word that? What was the exact wording? Hold up. There he is. He said, a business update. A business update. And people expect me to believe that all this was fake. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we're listening. We hear you. We've been planning a business update event for next week. And people really expect me to believe they were going to go on that stage and have all this energy to making this event and say, yo, Hi-Fi Rush and Sea of Thieves are coming to PlayStation.
Yeah, I don't think that you need a... I don't think you need to...
I'm done. Are we done? You're muted again. Smooth's been having some serious technical issues. Look at that, man. We got the host. Can't push the record button. Missing entire recording segments. Don't know what's going on with this setup.
Yo, can I be heard now? Why does that keep happening randomly?
I don't know. Mine's never done that.
Because Shure sucks. All right. I'm going to say this, right? If anybody should be port... All right, port Rise over to PlayStation. And PlayStation port order 1886 over to Xbox.
Blue Dragon go to PlayStation.
Yeah, bring those... Come on, stop. Like, y'all got a bunch of old-ass games that are just rotting on old-ass platforms to a port. Do that. I want PlayStation and Xbox to bring over theirs those old ass games that are stuck on PlayStation 3 and 360, report them and make those multi-plat. Do that. That will be fine because some of these games I don't want to replay that, and I need like there's some game like Kenan, like there's so many damn games that like Xbox don't even got that are third party. All right, guys, let's get out of here, Attic. It's been a good one. We went, you know, an hour and, you know, 6 minutes deep. Episode 29, Play Xbox Weapon Wheel. Thank you to the Patreon. Make sure you continue to subscribe, continue to support us. I'll be doing more content on the channel, some more skits, probably a comedy special I'm working on, God willing. Some reviews coming out. Be doing the Banishers review next week. Hopefully you guys enjoy that. Attic, you?
My content over on Gaming Attic like normal. I am also building Attic Arena. It's a streaming platform right now. I gonna be streaming Helldivers today.
Mm-hmm.
Probably play that for a little bit. Then probably tomorrow go back to Final Fantasy VII Remake. It's fun to try something new. I have like another puzzle to work on, which is a streaming channel.
Wait, a puzzle?
But yeah, that's about it. And you can follow me. You can find me on Twitter at LordAddictIOP, and you can also find me on IOP every Sunday at 1 p.m.
That is, hey, you can find me on Weapon Wheel every Sunday at 5 p.m. All right. Thank you guys. As always, Xbox is, we'll see. We'll see you guys next week. Later.